Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Oh, bless the Lord, oh, my soul, and all that is within me. Bless, hallelujah, his most holy name. Hallelujah. We give honor to God. Yes, we do. Glory be to his name. We give honor to God this morning, for truly, he is our very breath that we breathe. He is our everything. So we honor our Father, our God, our King, the great creator of the heaven and the earth. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. The one that blew the breath into man, and man became a living soul. Hallelujah. So we honor our God, our Lord, our Master, our King, our Father, our God. Yes, there is none like him. And besides him, none can compare. None. So we thank the Lord today for being with us and meeting us here. So delighted to have you and welcome you to a Remnant Ministries Daughters of God Called to Pray. And it's tea time with Jesus and me. Yes, it is. I like to say Yeshua and me. Yes, indeed, it's tea time. And welcome to the Traveling Cafe. And please have a seat at the golden table. And you say, well, why is that? Why are you saying that? Because I don't want you to forget what we will eventually be doing. And never forget about the gold table, because we're going to have our special guests from time to time come in, and they will literally be seated. Good morning, my sister. God bless you. God bless you. At the gold table. And gold remind us of the extended grace of God to us through his Son. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are here and we are reminded of God's extended grace to us. Hallelujah. That'll keep you humble. Yes, that will keep you humble. God is good. God is good. We welcome our bishop this morning who had time to come and join us. And as a matter of fact, he's going to do the prayer after we read our scripture. So we don't want to keep him tied up. He does have a busy schedule today. So let's go right into it. Hallelujah. I hope you are really enjoying the season. I hope that it brings about a profound understanding of what we're celebrating and what we're doing. And remember, in all that we do, put God first. Hallelujah. It's all about God. Every day, it's all about God. And it's about our relationship with him. And it's about how we are living. And are we living according to his will and according to his way? Oh, it's a lot to understand. And unfortunately, mankind has been boomeranged. Bamboozle. I'm sorry. Hallelujah. That's an old word. You know, I'll be revealing how old I am in just a little bit. Hallelujah. But let's get into the scripture. You know where we're going. We're going to what we call our stand on scriptures. Yes. That when we pray, we know who we're praying to. We know who he is to us and who we are to him. And it's confirmed that there is none greater. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We don't forget. We stay empowered. We're solid. When we say, Father, we know who we're talking about. Hallelujah. When we call out, hallelujah, to him, it's just not in the air. Our glory. We know where we're going with it, and we know where the prayer is going to land. We know that we have an audience with him, and we know in whom our audience is. Yes, the Godhead Council, our Father, who's high and lifted up and exalted. the one that said, let there be, and nothing could restrain him. That's who we worship. That's who we belong to. So it just helps to keep us encouraged, keep us focused. Hallelujah. And where we're going, you know, Genesis, the first chapter, first mention, yes, in the Holy Word, the first mention, always seek out the first mention. We get a clearer understanding. And let's go there. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. We could stop right there. Bless his name. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. And God saw the light, that it was good. And God divided the light from the darkness. Hallelujah. Bless his name. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning. Hallelujah. No confusion there. Hallelujah. Now, the sixth day. Hallelujah. The crown of his glory, of his creation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Bless the Lord. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Hallelujah. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The best, the best he saved. Hallelujah. And we are crowned and blessed. Hallelujah. The best. And the seventh day, thus the heavens and the earth was finished, that second Genesis, the second chapter, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day, God ended his work, which he had made, and he rest on the seventh day from all his work, which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it. He had rest from all his work, which God created and made. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for that reading. Glory be to his name. Now, you know where we're going. Isaiah. We just love it when we read where God is now declaring to us to build our confidence in him, to let us know who he is. Let's establish that without a shadow of a doubt. And there may be some who say, well, I don't need that. Well, maybe you don't. But when the winds of life blow, you just might need to be reminded. To strengthen you and cause you to hold on a little tighter. Yeah. And sometimes, no wind, but life is moving so smooth for you. Nothing is going wrong. Everything just the way you want it. Hallelujah. You couldn't ask for anything better. It's just smooth, yes. And then you get a little nudge and realize that all this goodness is rocking you to sleep. Just as bad. Hallelujah. Stay on God. Hallelujah. Stay wrapped up in it. Know in whom you believe. Know in whom you're trusting your life to. Know in whom you're trusting your will, and you're giving your will for whose will. Hallelujah. Your purpose for whose purpose. Hallelujah. Woo! Let it make sure that it's not a figment of your imagination. Hallelujah. But it's God himself. Bless the Lord. Isaiah 43:7. Listen to this. Listen. Even everyone that is called by my name. You know, I told you it's really everyone who's identified with his name. Talking about God. For I have created him for my glory. Any doubts? Any doubts? This was, could be in red. I have formed him. Yay. I have made him. We can stop right there. Say amen and just start praying. Glorifying God. Hallelujah. You know who you are. You know whose you are. You were, and you know what? Why you're here. You're here to glorify God. For his glory on the earth. Okay. Now let's go into this here. Just sometimes I just want to bow down and just worship. Just worship. Isaiah 43:8. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say, it is true. Ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, and my servants whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I am the Lidiosa. I am the Lord, and besides me there is no Savior. Great God Almighty. Hallelujah. I have declared and I have saved. I have shown when there was no strange God among you. Therefore, ye are my witnesses, says the Lord, that I am God. Woo! Glory. Yea, before the day was, I am he. And there is none that can deliver out of my hand. Can we say amen? Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Can we just say amen to that? God is good. Hallelujah. And we'll ask Bishop if he'll come in and pray for us, pray with us this morning. Bishop Robert Lee.
Praise the Lord, saints. It's truly a pleasure to be able to commune with you and to be able to talk to our Father. Father God in heaven, we truly thank you for this day. We thank you because this is the day that you have made. And so therefore, we are rejoicing and we're glad in it. We thank you, Father God, for life, health, and strength. We thank you, Father God, for touching us that we were able to rise this morning in the newness of life and to see your creation with the natural eyes as well as the spiritual eyes. We thank you, Father God, for all that you do for us. We thank you for the season. thank you, Father God, that even though it's not the actual date of your son's birth, but we give thanks that this is the day that we celebrate it, and to give thanks for your loving kindness. But we know that you have loved the world so that you gave your only begotten son, that whosoever should believe in him, and I'm one of those whosoever, Father, that believe in him should have everlasting life, Father God, and that's for eternity. We just thank you so much, Father God. We thank you for the gift that you have given us, and Father God, we thank you, Father God, for even the political side of our life. We thank you, Father God, that we still live in a world, Father God, where we have a certain amount of freedom, Father God, to exercise our right to vote. We ask you to touch the hearts of your saints and have them to go out and to vote, Father God, for whomever you lay on their hearts to vote for, Father God. We just thank you so much. We thank you, Father God, for the chemical companies that have gotten together and have been able to create or to be able to make a vaccination under your guidance, Father God, that your people may be able to receive the injection that may cure this virus, Father God. We know that nothing can be done without you, and Father God, we just give you thanks and we give you praise. We ask you, Father God, right now to touch the sinner man. Father God, touch him so that he'll come in crying, I yield, I yield. What must I do to be saved? And that, Father God, we thank you for even now we'll give you thanks to know that you will be willing to forgive them of all sin because of your grace and your mercy, Father God. We all were sinners, but that don't mean we have to be sinners now, Father God. But we were sinners, and you saved us by grace. And we give you thanks, we give you honor, we give you praise. We ask you, Father God, to touch that sick man, this man on his bed of affliction right now, Father God. Touch any of those that has that virus, Father God. Touch the families, Father God, and heal. Not only just heal, but, Father God, make them whole. That, Father God, that they will come to realize that you are the Savior and that you have declared, Father God, that by your stripes, that by your son's stripes that we are healed and we can walk in the newness of life, Father God. So we ask you to touch those that find themselves sick and afflicted, Father God. We ask you not only to heal their bodies, but just to make them whole. We ask you, Father God, to touch even the man that's in behind the prison bars. If we have any that's listening, Father God, to this broadcast, we ask you, Father God, to allow them to lay their hands on this electronic equipment, Father God, that they be made whole. We give you thanks. We give you honor. We thank you, Father God, for your preachers everywhere who's declaring your word. We ask you, Father God, to give them strength and to give them the courage and the knowledge as to how to go from this day forward, Father God. So we ask you to bless in a mighty way. And we give you the honor, the praise, and the glory if you just honor our prayers as they come up before you. In the mighty name of Yeshua the Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. We just bless the Lord right now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for hearing our prayer. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you for hearing. We thank you for the manifestation. We thank you for the man of God. Hallelujah. Who delivered the prayer. Hallelujah. 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 I just thank the Lord. And we ask that you just continue to remember those that are less fortunate than us. When we may complain about where we are, but we can look at someone and someone would think that we're in a mansion and we're rich and all of that and not realize that we think someone else is better off than we are. But let's just be grateful for where we are. Hallelujah. Yes, yes. Let's just be grateful for where we are. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. When you realize, Paul said he learned to be content. Yes. Hallelujah. He learned to be content. That's right. And that's what we have to learn to do. We have to learn to be content in whatever state we find ourselves in, because we know that what? God is with us. Hallelujah. He's with us. And you know, he'll see us through. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God loves us. And he promised that he'll never leave us nor forsake us. You make ways out of nowhere. Hallelujah. He said there's nothing too hard for him. Hallelujah. He's the love of our soul. Hallelujah. 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 And sometimes we just worry. We just worry and we just fall apart. Oh my God. We just fall to pieces. Hallelujah. One of our sisters in Virginia, I'm sorry. She said, "Ooh, I'm just going to pieces. I'm just going to pieces." And we say we love the Lord and we say we have faith, but when the winds come and we get disappointed and we just fall apart, And when you look, we went through all of that, and you see that God had fixed it all. God had fixed it. It was, why are you falling apart and going to pieces? You trust me? Am I not your father? Do I not care about you? Yeah, Lord, but I don't have this. I don't. Trust me. Trust me. It's what he's saying to us. He's our covenant God. He's in covenant with us. And you know, we don't preach about that as much as we used to. But he loves you so much. He loves you so much. And he loves us. But he's God, and he's capable of loving us individually and collectively. Glory. Hallelujah. He know you by your name. He know you. I mean, he know you in the deepest way that you don't even know about you. You don't even understand you. He understands everything there is about you. He knows when you're talking out of panic, just trying to get out of the situation. And he knows when you're in panic and you say something to him and you make a promise or a vow. He knows when you mean what you say. He knows the difference. He knows your heart. And he knows that when there are times when we just saying it, just the four steps, and we can get out of the situation or the circumstance. And he knows when we have truly surrendered to him. Oh, God. Oh, God. He knows. And he even knows that you're going to go right back and find yourself in a bad situation again. You know, but when you cry to him, but there comes a time when he'll look and say, oh, they're serious now. They mean what they say. He loves you so much, and he welcomes us. Oh, my God. Into his love and arms. Oh my God. We don't understand the magnitude of God coming in on this earth to redeem us back to himself. We don't understand. There was nothing or no one that could pay that price. and he sent his son, and he demonstrated what it looked like to be obedient to God. And his obedience was to the cross. He was sinless, did not deserve it, but he came. And he, not for himself, but for you and I. No greater gift. He laid down his life for us, Almighty God. And you know, we should love him enough to at least know his name. We should love him enough to know what he requires wholly, and how he wants us to worship him. It's not about a religion. It's about a relationship. We are so quick to say, oh, no, I don't take this. I don't have, if you want to be, have a relationship with me, this is how you have to treat me. This is how, we're quick to say that. We're quick to say it. Oh, no. No respect. We don't have that, but it's all right for us to treat God any way we want to. We really, really, really need to think about it sincerely. And just for a moment, let's go back to the love. You know, we have been talking about love. And I thought about yesterday when I got off broadcast, I thought about it. I thought about my former pastor. And I have seen people, and I could say that about my husband too, Bishop Blake. He had people's phone numbers who would, he didn't cross people out when they did something to him, and he know that they low-rated him. He know that they defamed his name. He know that they meant him no good. He still had, and every once in a while, pick up the phone and call him and check on him. I'm going like, I know better. I know that. Yes, he just, oh, well, if they needed anything, he worked for also at a funeral home. They call him up like nothing ever happened, and he was right there for them, helping them make arrangements because they knew that they could trust him to do it. They knew that he wouldn't make them feel bad. One of his words is, all right, and go on. Now, how he felt deep down, I don't know, but from the outward, looked like that wasn't even about anything. This is what's important now. If God has called us to love, that doesn't mean you have to be buddy-buddy and expose all your business to a person, and you know that they'll do any and everything to you. But if they need you, or they are in need and you can help them, you do it, and you do it with a good attitude. Oh, my God. You do it with genuineness. Do it with love. God sees our heart. He knows the very intent of our thoughts and our words. But when we come, because we remember that there are people we like to forget, but it's true that we have hurt, that we have been ugly too. And we need them to forgive us. And more importantly, God has forgiven us. And continually forgiving us and loving us. So that love takes us higher and our attitude is different. People say, oh, you're such a fool. Why you do this? Why I wouldn't have it? No, you're just being obedient to God. And, you know, that relieves a lot of stress on the body. That relieves heart attacks, cancer, all these diseases. Yes, all knotted up in you. You can inhale. Somebody have a smile on their face and say, thank you so much. And you know that thank you goes way down deep. It's genuine. God said, hi, and the scripture says, how can you say you love God whom you have never seen? And defame and deny your brother when in need because you don't like them or you don't like somebody because they think they better than anybody. And it's all in your mind and in your heart because you're thinking that of yourself. We treat people basically. We get angry with them because we think they're better than us. And you have that feeling who they think they are. But it's you. Sometimes we need to look in the mirror and say, you need to get it together. And what a person think about themselves is none of my business. Mm-mm. It's none of your business. They have a right to think of themselves however they want to think of themselves. It's personal. I can still be kind to them. Mm-hmm. If you think they're snobbish, okay, so they're snobbish. They're mature. Mm-hmm. And you look close at yourself, you find that it is you who's snobbish. But you just don't have the opportunity or the means that you think you need to really demonstrate it and let it go or let it come out. So we have to get all of that out of us and let the love of God flow through us. And then we're able to allow that overflow of love. Yes, that overflow of love. You have enough of it to be kind to someone else and to others. God is love. And guess what? That's what he wants us to be. That's powerful. It is powerful. I've seen my husband, Bishop Lee, when he's keeping his word mean everything to him. People have to know that they can trust me. It's what he says. Storming, I told them that I would do this for them. And they have to know that I will do it for them. That's how he is. Yet even in that, there are some other places he probably needs some perfection. And he needs someone to extend their love to him. You know, we all, it's like a chain. We all need each other. But that you know to do, let God work it in you. Be loving. You know to be loving. Because God is love. And we are his children. So we have to show love one to another. Oh, take it high. Take it high. Take it high. That's the gift of forgiveness that we're giving. Yes, take it high. God is love. It's power in love. Fix that attitude. Oh, and when you're doing something for somebody you know, don't have no attitude about it. Let love, apostle, woo, glory. You're a child of God. He's love, we're love. Let that love, the love of God just flow. And don't have no attitude. Well, if it wasn't for God, girl, man, you know I wouldn't be doing it. No attitude. Just genuine love. Just let love. Maybe that person has never been loved, never known what it feels like to be loved, or somebody to genuinely do a kind thing for them. We can do it. We can do it. That's a good gift. And be forgiving. We can be kind. And we can be forgiving. Yes. And then, I hate to say it, but we have to learn to love ourselves. Okay? We have to love ourselves. You love someone as you want to be loved. And then we stop and ask ourselves, do we know what love is? Huh? Have we been loved? Are we wondering, and are we angry within ourselves because we don't have it? We never experienced it. And what we think is love is not love. So it's just a lot of things. So we can go to God and ask Him to remove the root of the insecurity and truly allow His love to flow through us and in us. Yes. Let's do that. That's a gift. That's a good gift for you. And it's a good gift to share with others. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. For God so loved the world. Uh-huh. That's us. That's us. And His desire is that none of us would be lost. That's right. So He sent His only begotten Son. Uh-huh. To sacrifice. To be sacrificed. To pay the price for us. To come back and be in right relationship with Him. How about that? I think it's a wonderful thing. I know it is. So let's stay steadfast, unmovable. Uh-huh. Let's just abide in the Word of God, the will of God, and the purpose of God in our life. How about that? Amen, amen. And then when we do that, we are able, the road is clear, and we're able to trust God, to love the brethren, to make sacrifices, and trust God, knowing that He'll perfect the things that concern us, and we have that confidence. We're radiating, uh-huh, and we're imitating God in the earth. We're not reflecting ourselves, but God on the earth. Yes, feel good about it. And I know that you can get beat down sometimes because look like nothing is going right and everywhere you turn. But stay strong in the Lord. God loves you. He cares. He lead and guide and direct you. Hallelujah. He's with you. He's with you. Just stay close. Just hold on to Him. Hold on. Don't let go. And you reap if you faint not. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You'll begin to really produce good fruit. Good fruit. Yes. Now, let's just briefly talk about something that we haven't talked about in a long time. Another reason, and it's going to all come together in time, in time. It's going to all come together. It's encouraging us to do what God has called us to do. And you know, we started saying late bloomers. Mm-hmm. And then I realized late bloomers, there are some flowers that only bloom once in 100 years. And then there are some, I understand, that bloom one time and then they die off. Okay? So God, even with his plants, they don't operate the same. Everything is on a schedule. Then when you look at it, at mankind, we got to the place where we set schedules for ourselves, and we look at other people and we say, well, we at this age, we should be doing this. And oh, look at all that they have accomplished and they have done that. And I just remembered something of their very dear friend of mine in New York. We talked after I came back, and she'd gone to law school and she was doing quite well. And I was like, oh, that's so good. Oh, I wish I had stuck to it. And she said to me, I don't have children. I'm no longer married. And you've been made responsible for another generation and lives. Don't dismiss that. And I'm like, yeah, I guess you're right. The next thing, we would say, oh, if I knew then what I know now, I would do this and I would do that. But guess what? Most of you are not taking care of children, grandchildren. Everyone is out on their own. And you don't have anything to do now, especially now. And you're just all the pieces. But something has come in your mind and you thought about, oh, yes, you allow yourself to become depressed about it. Oh, if I knew then what I know now, I would do this or I would do that. Let me say, hold it, stop the madness. I love you. If you know then what you know now, guess what? You said you would do it. So you know now what you didn't know then. What's your excuse? You don't have children. You don't have job to go to. Mm-mm. What's up? Seek God. And see if that's why he brought it back to you. And do it. There. I mean, age is just a number. You have been fighting a long time, all your life. Mm-hmm. So there may be some aches and pains. You've been fighting through something. So now, do this, what you didn't know then that you know now, you would do. So now you have the time, you have the opportunity. Pray for God's direction. Make sure that's what God is saying to you, and you do it. You can make a difference. You are special. God does not call all of us to do the same thing at the same time. Mhm. Mhm. Can you get that? Sure. So you can do it. You can be it if God has called you to it. And I won't put any limits on you like, oh, no, I know you can't. You're not thinking about skydiving. You know, hey, I don't know what it is. I'm not, you know, a skydiving instructor. I don't know. But God does. And, you know, we put limits on God. And that's just wasted energy. You can't do it. And he can give us the strength and the fortitude and the know-how, the intellect to accomplish great work for him. There may be a younger one who's wanting to do what you're contemplating. And then you have the strength, the confidence to go out and do it. And there's look. And you don't realize that you are light for them. Yes, you are a light for them. They may not seek you out. They just may be at a distance, but they're following you. And you realize, don't realize that you're doing it for someone else. Done it for yourself. Don't give up on God. Don't give up on it. And in the plans that he has for you, can do great and mighty things. Don't hear I can't do. Hear I can do. And if it's work for God, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yes. You can do. Don't let anyone tell you what you can't do. If you've got a knower from God, if you got it, be determined, hallelujah, to glorify God. You know, we don't realize who we are. And I'm talking to you and I'm thinking about some things in my life, you know, or, hey. And I thank God for giving us this opportunity, and that's what we are about. We're about encouraging each other. To be all that you can be, to do what God has called you to do, and to know your God, and to know your Father, to know him, and to have a wonderful relationship, the God of your salvation. Oh, my God. And to think that you can rest in him. His arms are open wide for you. It's so personal. So personal. And when you go to him and asking him for your direction, and you're learning to commune with him, and it builds your confidence. Do you not know you're the temple of the Holy Ghost? Uh-huh. What is it that you cannot do? You're a child of God. And he loves you. And he cares about you. He loves you, and he cares. Get to know him and be excited about knowing him and who he is and what he means. Does this mean that you will have no failures, that you may not fall? No, you may have no disappointments. No, Oh, no, remember, we in this earth. But our hope, our trust is in him. He promised that he'll never leave us. He had promised that he'll never forsake us. That's why we read our scriptures, to understand that he's higher and above and exalted. He's the one that breathed the breath of life into us. We didn't breathe it into him. He designed us according to his will. We can do what he's called us to do. We can make a difference on this earth, that he will be glorified. Hallelujah. He will be glorified. Yes, we can. We can do it. We can accomplish things. We don't have to fall all the pieces. We don't have to fall the pieces. So let's inhale and exhale the newness of life, strength and bold in our Father. Yes. Hallelujah. Said that we can call those things that be not as though they were. We ask God to remove fear and intimidation from us, doubt and insecurity from us. Yes. Hallelujah. We, the joy of the Lord, is our strength. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. And we can do mighty works for the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't count anything small. Woo! Hallelujah. Because God has made you unique and fit for the purpose. Hallelujah. You are, yes, without a shadow of a doubt. Without a shadow of a doubt, you can do it. I can do it. We can do it. We can love, we can forgive, and we can accomplish the task that he has sent forth before us to bring glory to him. At 85, yes, at 85, at 85, at 85. At 85, 105, you can do it. At 5, yep, at 5, at 5, at 5. That's right. We can do it. Nothing is too hard for him. Don't let anyone tell you what your God cannot do. When you have your Noah, when you know without a shadow of a doubt that God told you, that God has put it in your heart, just asking for, just don't go ahead of him, don't go too far behind him, just stay right there. Send your help from the sanctuary. God loves you, and he cares about you, and nothing is too hard. And nothing is impossible. Remember Abraham? We can go way back. Yeah. Remember Noah? We can go way back. Remember Moses? We can go way back. That's right. That's right. Just a few. We can go way back. It's nothing new. It's nothing trendy. It's solid. It's been proven. Yes. Hallelujah. And don't stop the things that you have been created to do. Yeah. So we say, as our Psalms 135 says, and 13, thy name, O Lord, endureth forever, and thy memorial, O Lord, throughout all generations. For the Lord will judge his people, and he will repent himself concerning his servants. The idols of the heathens are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouth, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouth. They that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. Bless the Lord, O house of Israel. Bless the house, O bless the Lord, O house of Aaron. Bless the Lord, O house of Levi. Ye that fear the Lord, bless the Lord. Blessed be the Lord out of Zion, which dwelleth at Jerusalem. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! God, you're not trusting in idols made by hand. We're trusting in the name of the Almighty God. Yes, yes. Be empowered. Be, oh, just love the Lord. Trust him and depend on him. Ooh, he's not an idol. And he's not one that was made by your hand. We were made by his hand. Trust the Lord God Almighty, the maker of the heavens and the earth. Our confidence is in the only true and living God. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Enjoy this weekend. Have a great weekend. Trusting in the Lord. Don't forget to get so busy that you forget to spend time with the Lord. Rest in the knowledge that God is in control. God is in control. Rest in that. The maker of the heavens and the earth. He is in control. He loves you. Let's repent. Let's get it right. Hallelujah. 2 Chronicles 7:13-14 says, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land. The best gift that we can give is to humble ourselves before God and pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, that the land may be healed. In Yeshua's mighty name. Well, now, come to the closing. And our closing scripture, Numbers, the 6th chapter, starting at the 24th verse. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee shalom. Nothing missing, nothing broken, wholeness, completeness. Our benediction, Jude 1:24-25. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. Go in peace, go in love, go in joy. Go in the name of Yeshua, the Son of the living God. God bless you and keep you. Amen. Thank you for tuning in.